This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Myanmar's junta fired its United Nations ambassador Saturday for breaking ranks to denounce the military's ouster of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. And police stepped up a crackdown on protesters across the country. Myanmar has been shaken by a wave of demonstrations since a coup toppled civilian leader Suu Kyi on February 1st. Authorities have ramped up the use of force to suppress dissent, deploying tear gas, water cannon, and rubber bullets to disperse some protests. While in the streets, protesters chant, "What are the police doing? They are protecting a crazy dictator." In justifying its seizure of power, the military has alleged widespread fraud in the November elections, which Suu Kyi's party won in a landslide, and promised fresh polls in a year. But its ambassador to the United Nations on Friday broke ranks and made an emotional appeal to the international community for the strongest possible action to restore democracy. State-run TV announced Saturday night that he was no longer Myanmar's UN ambassador because he did not follow state orders. Myanmar State TV also broadcast the arrival of more than 1,000 Myanmar nationals deported from Malaysia despite a court order halting the repatriation. The migrants, whom activists say include vulnerable asylum seekers, received a military welcome at Yangon's Navy port, attended by families and officials. Rights activists say some of the returnees include ethnic minorities who may have protection concerns. And Bangladesh's prime minister shrugged off criticism of her government's rights record as a second day of protests are held over the death of a writer in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. health advisors have endorsed a one-dose COVID-19 vaccine from Johnson & Johnson, readying America for what's being touted as an easier-to-use option to fight the pandemic. The acting head of the Food and Drug Administration said that the agency plans to move quickly to make J&J shot the third vaccine authorized for emergency use in the U.S. Vaccinations are picking up speed, but new supplies are urgently needed to stay ahead of a mutating virus that has killed more than 500,000 Americans. South Korea has begun a review of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine, the government said Saturday. The Food and Drug Ministry said it would study the one-shot vaccine with private advisory panels before it's authorized. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was closely following outbreaks of Ebola in Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea and said the risk of Ebola to the United States was extremely low. Out of an abundance of caution, the U.S. government will institute public health measures for the very small number of travelers arriving from the DRC and Guinea, the CDC said in a statement on Friday. A gorilla and two lions have tested positive for COVID-19 at the Prague Zoo, which is closed amid lockdown restrictions in the Czech Republic. The zoo director said on Facebook that the animal's symptoms have been mild so far. He said the lions have a cough and the gorilla has lost his appetite. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said Saturday that the country's biggest city, Auckland, will go into a seven-day lockdown from Sunday, after a new local case of the coronavirus and one of unknown origin had emerged. 2 weeks ago, Auckland's 2 million residents were ordered into a three-day lockdown when a family was diagnosed with the more transmissible UK variant of the new coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill in a win for President Joe Biden. But even as Democrats savor the major step, party leaders are trying to assure progressives that they'll revive their derailed drive to boost the minimum wage. The bill passed early Saturday on a near party line vote. It means cash for individuals, businesses, and states battered by COVID-19. It now heads to the U.S. Senate for hopeful passage. The U.S. Peace Corps turns 60 on Monday. It was established through an executive order by President Kennedy in 1961. It sent more than 240,000 young volunteers to 141 countries. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.